朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，我们要在镜前上操练自己，请大家不要忘记这件事，好不好？
Please do not forget this while we train ourselves to be godly.
那既然祷告是我们生活里面几乎每天都做的事，
Since we pray every day,
我们要不要来操练一件事？
Let's practice one thing.
就是学习在祷告中我们来到神的面前。
Let's learn to come before God when we pray.
学习在祷告的时候我是在向神祷告。
When we pray, we're praying to God.
如果在一个聚会的里面，在波饼的里面，我们突然发现我们人出去了。
So if we realize that our mind started to wander around,
我们这个人不在神面前了。
That we're no longer standing before God's presence,
我们马上提醒自己。
Let's remind ourselves immediately.
就像你在那里操练丢篮球。
Just like while you are practicing shooting the basket.
你没有丢进去再来一次。
If you miss it, try it again.
就再 try.
And try it again.
弟兄姊妹，这叫操练。
And this is to train.
那我们不能够 let go, 就这样下去了。
We can't just let go of ourselves and let it continue.
不然的话，我们祷告的生命和生活，祷告的品质一直不会进步的。
Otherwise, our prayer life and the quality of our lives will not improve.
所以信心在敬虔中第一件事情就是都把我们带到神的面前。
So when we practice and train ourselves to be godly, we have to come before God.
而信心在祷告中第二件重要的事情。
The second thing that faith has to do in prayer,
就是相信我祷告完以后一定有事情发生。
Is to believe after I pray something will happen.
那有的事情是直接发生的。
Some things will happen immediately.
我刚才唱的那首诗歌，他说我们祷告完的时候就摇动神的手，对不对？
The hymn that I just sang to you, that when we pray, we're moving the hands of God.
那他说大山被挪移，道路被修平，列国归向你。我们很少祷告一下子有这么大的果效的。
And then the hymn says, then the mountains will be removed and the pathway be leveled and the nations will turn to you.
那不然你的老板 早就被 fire 了，对不对？
But we hardly see such effects, right? Otherwise, our managers will be removed.
那个老板天天找我麻烦，主啊，把他挪开。
Then they say, oh, my boss is giving me a trouble, please remove him.
那弟兄姊妹，祷告一定有事情发生。
But we have to believe something will happen.
有些事情立刻发生。
Some things will happen immediately.
有些事情是在看不见的境界里面已经在发生。
Some things already happen in the invisible realm.
只是外表完全没有动静。
But it's not shown yet in our circumstances.
就跟耶利哥城一模一样。
Just like attacking the city of Jericho.
从前面几天的绕城。一块石头都没下来啊。
Nothing changed the first couple of days of circling around the city.
但是看不见的境界里面，属灵的得胜力量一直在累积的。
But in the invisible realm, the spiritual power is accumulating daily.
每一天都靠近了应许的实现。
So every single day is one step closer to victory and promise.
那有的时候的事情的发生是在我们里面发生。
Sometimes the things happen within us.
因为我们祷告不合神的心意。
Because our prayer is notof God's will.
我们的动机不单纯。
And then our motivation is not right.
圣灵在我们里面改变我们。
And the Holy Spirit will change us from within.
圣灵在我们里面提升我们。
And the Holy Spirit will lift us up.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个真实出于信心的祷告，一定有事情发生。
So a prayer out of true faith will cause something to happen.
哎呀，我们的神是听祷告的神。
Our God listens to our prayers.
所以信心叫我们会停不住，我们会忍不住要来祷告。
With faith, we cannot.Stop praying.
不仅仅让我们到神的面前，借着信心来到神的面前。
Not only that, by faith we come before God.
而让我们知道，我们口里面信心所出的每一个祷告， something will happen.
And knowing that every prayer out of our mouth with faith will cause something to happen.
所以弟兄姊妹在敬虔上要来操练自己。
So let's train ourselves in godliness.
所以最重要的信心的调和就是借着祷告来到神的面前。
And then through prayer in faith come before God.
你要昨天教宗去世了。
Yesterday the Pope passed away.
那前天晚上70,000人守在他的这个住的外面守夜为他祷告。
The night before, 70,000 people gathered around his place to pray for him.
那昨天晚上100,000人拥挤在那里。
And last night about 100,000 people.
那弟兄姊妹，在他们心里面来说，这是一个太重要的人。
In their heart, he's someone very important.
但是哪里比得上我们所信的主呢？
How can he even compare to the Lord we believe?
好，当我们真知道我们祷告是直接来到施恩座，来到坐宝座的神面前。
If we know that when we pray, we come before God, come before His throne of grace.
而且我们祷告，神就做事。弟兄姊妹，我们不能不祷告。
And when we pray, He will do something, so we cannot stop praying.
好，我听说这个回教有一个教导，他们说你到麦加去朝圣一次。
That in the Muslim religion, there's this teaching that if you go to Mecca, the city of Mecca,
它的底子上你自己平常八万次的祷告
and that trip to Mecca is worth more than 80,000 times of your personal prayer.
那这样将来有钱的回教徒在天上的冠冕一定很多哈
So imagine those rich Muslims, they might have more.Crowns in heaven.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不需要到麦加，不需要到耶路撒冷去。
But we don't have to go to the city of Mecca or Jerusalem.
我们用心灵和诚实就可以来到神的面前。
In truth and in spirit, we can come before God.
哎呀，凭着信心，我们直接进到幔内。
By faith, we enter into the most holy place.
这是我们每一天都可以有，而且也都应该有的生活。
This is something we ought to have.And experience daily.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的祷告不仅不是在外面的。
Not only that, our prayer will not stay in the outward level.
让我们重视祷告。
That we will love to pray.
抓住机会来祷告。
And we'll take every opportunity to pray. 凭
着信心来祷告。
And then we pray with faith.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真用信心调和在这件敬虔的事上。
If we combine faith with all these godly practices.
你就再也不会像我从前说的，有的人为了省下他谢饭的时间，他买一整袋米来的时候就为整袋米祷告了。
Then, the story I told you would not happen. Someone would try to save the time of saying grace before every meal. So, he would say grace when he buys a sack of rice.
你也不会去那里斤斤计较说这个吃宵夜要不要祷告啊。
And you would not even ask.So should we pray and say grace when we have midnight snack?
以前有一个人问他们教会的牧师，那牧师告诉他说，三块钱以下的不需要祷告。
Some people ask their pastor, and the pastor says, if the food is cheaper than $3, you don't have to pray for it.
那现在物价上涨了，十块钱以下的可以不用祷告了。
Now maybe they raise the price.Anything under 10, you don't need to say grace for.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真在敬虔的里面，不是真在信心的里面，调进敬虔的生活，我们都不一样了，对不对
？If we combine faith with our godliness, everything will not be the same anymore.
哦，连你坐在底下听到，你都会用信心与所听见的道调和。
Even when we are listening to a sermon, we'll combine with our faith.
当讲员讲得很杂的时候，你里面。不会埋怨，不会在这里批评他，反而会为他祷告。
And then if the speaker does not deliver a very interesting sermon, then we will not complain, but pray for the speaker.
因为信心让我们知道我们的祷告不至于徒然。
Because we know that our prayer will not be in vain.
那第三个在聚会的事情上。
And then in meetings.
你发现我讲的这五件事情。
You look at it, you see all these five things I mentioned.
我现在讲了两件，准备讲第三件。
I have finished two, and then now we're down to the three.
我讲完五件的时候，你会发现信心在敬虔的生活上最重要的一个作用。
And after we finish five, then you will realize the most important function of faith in practicing godliness.
都是要把我们从这一切外面所谓敬虔的活动带到真实的敬拜，带到神的面前。
Is to lead us before God.Into real worship and all of the forms and activity.
要让我们能够跟神发生直接活泼的关系。
That we will have an intimate, personal, direct relationship with God.
不然的话，这不过只是外面的一个敬虔的行动就是了。
Otherwise, all these things are but godly activities.
然后你可以有很敬虔的外貌。
You may have the godly forms.
那圣经上说的，但是却没有敬虔的实意。
Yet you do not have the power.
英文是说 the power 就没有敬虔的那个力量那个真实的能力在我们里面
and you lack the power of godliness
所以聚会
so when we are in meetings
聚会最关键的马太福音十八章二十节告诉我们
the most key point is mentioned in Matthew chapter 18
他说无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会就有我在他们中间
says whenever two or three of you gather together I will be in the midst of you
那我们请这个现在正在打瞌睡的弟兄姊妹回答我。
or as those brothers and sisters who are falling asleep.
或是现在思想魂游在外的弟兄姊妹，你回答我。
Or that your thoughts are wandering around. Please answer me.
你相不相信神在我们中间？
Do you believe that God is in our midst? It's here now.
标准答案一定是，但是我们需要神把信心放在我们里面。
We all know the right answer, but we need the true faith from God.
如果神真在我们每一个次两三个人奉主的名聚会中间的话，
Whenever two or three of us gather together, God is in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面整个聚会的内容，我们所蒙福的程度通通不一样。
Then the content of our meeting and the level of blessings that we receive would be totally different.
这就是为什么有一次有六个弟兄姊妹来我们家开侍奉聚会，我儿子摆了七个椅子啊。
That's why one time six brothers and sisters came to my house to have service meeting and my son set up seven chairs.
他那时候还很小，他说这个椅子是给主耶稣坐的。
He was quite young at that time and he says this seat is saved for Jesus.
他把我父亲送给我最好的椅子放在那边。
And then he placed the best chair that my father gave me there.
然后会后跟我抗议说某某叔叔怎么可以坐到主耶稣的腿上去了。
And after the meeting he complained how can so-and-so uncle sit on the lap of Jesus that day.
他不仅仅有信心为主耶稣摆了一个椅子。
Not only that he had the faith to save a seat for Jesus.
他也有信心主耶稣已经坐在那个椅子上
了。He even had the faith that Jesus was already sitting on that chair.
所以他会诧异说这个弟兄怎么这么大胆敢坐在主耶稣的腿上。
That's why he was so surprised that this uncle is so daring.That he even sat on the lap of Jesus.
人一长大，这个信心都变了，对不对？
But now he's grown up, and then his faith has changed.
所以主耶稣说，我们要回转向孩子。
So Jesus says we got to turn and to be like
children. 弟兄姊妹，如果我们真觉得主耶稣就在我们中间，
If we really think that Jesus is in our midst.
我们的聚会何等的可贵啊！
Then how precious is our meeting?
教会今天站在因信站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
By faith.We are in such a blessed place.
每一次聚会，天要向我们打开来。
Every time when we gather, the heaven will be open to us.
元首所得着的祝福，那贵重的膏油要流到亚伦的胡须，只流到他的衣襟。
And the blessing and precious anointing oil will be flowing.From the head of Aaron.
所有在聚会里面的弟兄姊妹应该都被圣膏油所膏抹的。
So whenever we're in the meeting, we ought to be anointed by this precious holy oil.
因为每一次我们奉主名聚会的时候，
every time we meet in the Lord's name,
基督是教会的元首，教会是他的身体。
Christ is the head of church, and church is his body.
那贵重的油就浇在亚伦的头上。
And that precious oil will be anointed on the head of Aaron.
元首为我们承受了圣灵里面一切全备的祝福。
The head has inherited for us all the fullness in the body.
而这个祝福要流到他的胡须，流到他的衣襟。
And that blessing will flow from his head to the mustache to his collar.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见这件事情，
if we truly see this,
我们主日会迫不及待的想要来聚会。
We will love and cannot wait to come to Sunday.
我们会欢欢喜喜的来聚会。
We will joyfully come.
我们里面会充满着期望的来聚会。
And we will come.Full of expectation.
因为我们知道今天主在这里。
Because we know today the Lord will be here.
主要对我们说话。
And the Lord will speak to us.
主要对我们显现。
And he will show himself to us.
主要再把他的祝福倾倒下来。
And he will pour down on us his blessings.
报纸上说死去的这位教宗是历代以来最亲民、最跟百姓们在一起的教宗。
According to the newspaper, the Pope that just passed away is the most friendly to the.
很多老百姓想要见他都可以在他这个定期举行的弥撒里面去见到他。
Many people get to see him face to face in the masses that he conducts.
但弟兄姊妹，他再降卑，比不上我们亲爱的主。
No matter how humble he is, he cannot be even compared to our Lord Jesus.
他再愿意跟人在一起，他仍然受到了时空的限制。
No matter how willing he is to see the general population, he's constrained by space.
但是我们的主却随时跟我们同在。
But yet our Lord can be with us anytime.
不管你是 Cupertino 的聚会、Campbell 的聚会、Fremont 的聚会。
Whether you meet in Cupertino, in Campbell, or in Fremont.
不管你在美国、在中国、在非洲、在任何地方，只要有人奉主的名聚会，我们的主就降卑的来到他们的中间。
Whether you meet in China, in America, or in Africa, anywhere you meet, our Lord will humbly come to our meeting and meet with us.
要用信心与所听见的。与神的应许调和。
Combine the promises that we hear with faith.
弟兄姊妹，我希望以后我们每一次聚会，我们都要用信心。
I hope that from now on, any time we meet with faith.
那 不然的话，我们的聚会就是一种 routine， 一种习惯。
Otherwise, our meeting will be of a routine or of a habit.
而且，请弟兄姊妹千万要注意，因为仇敌还存在。
And please pay attention, be aware of the enemy.
你会发现，你要来聚会，仇敌就千方百计用各样的方法来打岔、来搅扰。啊、孩子出门前拉肚子，或者家里面发生什么事。
Beware of all the hindrances and obstacles the enemy has placed in your life.So that you cannot come to the meeting.
你们还记不记得我以前讲，有人说礼拜天基督徒都得了一种怪病、啊、
I don't know if I mentioned to you, Christians seem to have some type of sickness on Sundays.
他们叫做 Sunday morning syndrome,、啊、礼拜天早晨的这个并发症。
It's called Sunday morning syndrome.
就是礼拜天早上起来特别累。
Is that you when even more tired on Sunday morning?
来到聚会的里面呢，特别不能集中精神。
And then we just cannot concentrate when we're in the meeting.
啊，特别疲倦。
More tired than ever.
特别不想开口，不想讲话。
Well, unusually reluctant to speak.
更不要说祷告了。
Let alone praying.
所以嘴巴都不想开。
We don't even want to open our mouth.
那他说这个 syndrome 非常普遍。
And the syndrome is very common.
而且每个礼拜天几乎都发生。
And it seems to occur every Sunday.
而且更稀奇的是呢。
What's even more strange?
它只有几个小时而已。
It only lasts for a couple hours.
等到当传道人牧师一讲聚会到时结束的时候。
And then when the minister says, okay, our meeting ends here.
他突然变得很想讲话了。
And all of a sudden, the desire to speak comes back.
他精神也来了。
And then they all become energetic.
啊，什么力量都恢复了。
And everything is revived and restored.
这叫做 Sunday morning syndrome.
And this is the Sunday morning syndrome.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们虽然好像是一个幽默哈。
Even though it sounds like a humor.
可是你在经验里面是不是这样
？But is it true for us？
啊，所以我们要晓得，其实仇敌不希望我们来亲近神。
So beware that the enemy doesn't want us to draw near to God。
仇敌更不希望我们在信心里面的亲近神。
And he doesn't want us to draw near to God in faith。
所以讲到聚会，我们顺便讲侍奉好了。
And then we go to service。
侍奉也一样。
The same with service。
哥罗西书三章二十三节告诉我们，无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, whatever we do it unto the Lord.
这叫做信心调和在我们的侍奉。
And this is what it means to combine our faith in our service.
有什么呀？这个道理每一个人都知道。
I'm sure every one of us understands this.
可是为什么我们在服事上会有埋怨呢？
But why is that we still have complaints when we serve?
为什么我们在服事上会有比较呢？
Why is that we still compare with others when we serve?
我常常讲说 compare, compete, complain.
Just like we compare, we compete, and we complain.
你会比较，你就会有增进，有增进到最后就有抱怨。
If we compare, then we will compete, and then the result of a compete.Is complain.
可是如果信心真在我们侍奉中的时候
But if we really have faith when we serve
主说无论做什么
The Lord says whatever we do
他从心里面做换句话说就是干干心心的
Do it out of the heart Very cheerfully and voluntarily
然后像是给主做的
As if we're doing it unto the Lord
哎呀弟兄姊妹如果你在你每一个服事上都知道是做给耶稣的话
If we know that everything that we do in service We do it for the Lord
每一个服事都是荣耀啊
Then every service is glorious.
每一个服事充满了生命和祝福。
And every service will be full of life and blessing.
每一个服事都充满了永恒的价值。
And every service has eternal value.
不管我们做什么。
Whatever we do.
我们从心里面做。
We do it out of heart.
我们做在主的身上。
And do it unto the Lord.
所以主说你们无论你们坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上就是坐在我的身上。
That's why the Lord says whatever you do to the least of these brothers you are doing unto me.
弟兄姊妹看见了没有？信心要在敬虔中来运用来操练
We have to exercise faith when we train ourselves to be godly
所以可以请你们再花十秒钟十五秒钟想一下好不好
I will ask you to spend another 10 to 15 seconds
你如果是做饭食的
If you're in the cooking service
你愿不愿意把自己一个很清楚的意念和目标放在你的心中
Are you willing to place in your heart a very clear goal
我预备饭不是给弟兄姊妹我是给我的主耶稣
That you recognize that whenever I cook, I don't just cook for my brothers and sisters, but I'm cooking for the Lord.
你是私情的，虽然是在教会里面服侍，但是你要知道你是弹给主听。
And you go playing the piano, you have to realize that you're playing for the Lord.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里搬运，我们是为了在这里为了主。
If we're moving the equipment, we're doing it for the Lord.
其实主在我们每一个的侍奉里面。
Actually, The Lord is in every single servant.
人子来不是受人的服侍，乃是服侍人。
Because Jesus himself says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
所以当我们为了爱主的缘故服侍主的时候，
out of our love for the Lord when we serve him,
主非常甘心的束上带子要为我们洗脚，他要来服侍我。
Just like the Lord will gird up himself with the towel and wash our feet.
最后一件我们讲到奉，讲到奉献。
And lastly, we'll mention the offering.
弟兄姊妹，奉献讲到我们这个人的奉献。
This is a consecration of ourselves.
讲到我们时间力量的奉献。
We offer our energy, our time.
讲到我们在财务上的奉献。
And offer our money.
同样的信心在这件敬虔的事情上。
Then faith has something to do with this too.
最关键的一件事情，要让我们知道献祭是献给神。
The key point is to know that when we offer, whatever we offer it to God.
整个奉献的关键两个字叫做为他。
The key point is for him.
如果我们所有的奉献是为着主。
If all our offerings is for the Lord.
你不要说我们钱财的奉献我们会甘心舍得。
Not only that, we willingly offer our money.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们这一生属神，我们都甘心。
Then we will willingly offer our entire life to Him.
但是如果不是为他的话
，But if we do not do this for Him，
特别我们很多时候奉献上这个不够荣耀神哈，我不晓得你们有没有过这些经验。
Then especially sometimes we have some experiences that are not very glorious.
哎，要奉献的时候就在想说，哎呀，这一千块钱我可以给家里面买一套新沙发耶。
That when we are to offer our money, we might have some other thoughts and reservations, thinking I can use this money for something else.
哎呀，我这几百块我可以买一个 pocket PC, Palm Pilot.
Or I can use this to buy a pocket PC, Palm Pilot.
啊，或是买一个 iPod, 是现在最 hot 的。
Or for an iPod.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们会在这里比较啊。
So we might have some reservation and calculation.
我们会舍不得。
Then we will not be willing.
那甚至我们会斤斤计较，到底应该税前呢，还是税后呢
？And then I will be very calculating, say before tax or 10% after.
或是我们会在这里等啊、哦，看看别人有没有先奉献，解决了我就不用了。
Or we might wait around and to see if the church has enough money, someone else's offers, then I don't have to offer.
啊，结果发现这个大会主席报告钱够了，哇，我们赶快拍手。
And then if the church announced, okay, we have enough funds and we applaud, and I don't have to offer anymore.
我不需要锦上添花了。
Then I don't have to offer extra anymore.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个奉献在这里有斤斤计较，有这些的感觉，都说到我们还没有认识什么叫真奉献。
If we have these reservation or calculation, that means we have not recognized the true meaning of offering.
奉献的关键两个字在于为他。
It's for him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当玛利亚把那个香膏献给主的时候
，When Mary offered the perfume to the Lord.
那件事情大大摸着主的心。
That pleased and satisfied the Lord's heart greatly.
那个香膏香了两千年了，到今天还在香。
And the fragrance of that perfume lasted more than 2,000 years until today.
地上所有的钱财，所有一切我们的财物
，All the money of the world.
它都会毁坏的。
Will be one day.
但是交在主的手中。
Will one day perish, but if we offer into the hands of God,
神就为我们积蓄在天上。
God will store it for us in heaven.
而它的价值是永恒的。
And that value will be lasting.
我常常说，一瓶香膏怎么可能香两千年呢
？I always wonder how can the fragrance of that bottle of perfume last 2,000 years.
如果有这样子的话，年轻人也不用一天到晚就跑出去买香水了哈。
If there's really such perfume, then we can just get one for.The rest of our life.
玛利亚的香膏香两千年。
And yet the fragrance of Mary's perfume lasted 2,000 years.
你要知道，当我们把我们自己或我们的拥有交在神手中的时候
，So we have to realize that when we offer ourselves and our possessions into God's hands,
为着他，为着爱的缘故，在信心里面交给神的时候
，For Him, for the love of God, and by faith we offered it to Him.
那个东西就达到了这一生最大的价值。
And that thing will achieve its Ultimate maximum value.
香膏是这样。
And it's the same with perfume.
寡妇的两个小钱是这样。
The same with the two coins of a widow.
我们的时间、我们的恩赐、我们一切的力量奉献出来，在神的眼中也是这样。
The same with our energy and time and money that we offer to God.
最后最关键的就是我这个人。
And lastly, it's ourselves.
如果我奉献给神的话,
If I offer myself to God,
这是我这一生最高的价值,
and that will achieve the ultimate purpose of my life.
结束的时候给你们讲一个小小的故事。
Lastly, I will tell you a story.
我好几年前讲过了。
I told you several years ago.
有一次有一个人非常喜欢逛 garage sale.
There was a person who loves to shop around garage sales.
他叫 Bob。他有一天他常常逛街回来买了一大堆东西他太太都骂他。
And then he often buy things and then his wife would not appreciate.
就是花钱去买一些没有价值的东西。
His wife always says, why do you spend money on something worthless?
那有一天他又出去逛逛了一整个早上他没有买到什么东西。
One day he went out and spent the entire morning, didn't get anything.
在他准备要回家的时候想说再看最后一家。
As he was about to come home, he says, okay, one last stop.
他又看到一辆烂烂的摩托车、哦、已经都生锈了。
And then he saw this beat up motorcycle.
啊，那个叫哈雷的摩托车，好了，买回家。
It's a Harley Davidson.
啊，都已经生锈了，人家卖他35块。
And then it was all rusted, and it was the list price is $35.
那个主人跟他讲说，这个摩托车买来以后，我从来没有踹过，因为都锈了，所以我不知道它。还有没有任何价值
The owner says, I never tried this motorcycle because it's all rusted, so I don't know if it will run anymore.
所以35块他扛了 一团破铁回家。
So for $35, he got this beat up motorcycle.
又被他太太骂了一顿。
And of course, his wife scolded him.
所以他就丢在后院里。
So he just leave it in the backyard.
那有一天他突然有空的时候他去摩托车上面看了一下这个什么牌子他就打电话给那个经销商。
But one day he looked at the brand, the model name, and then he called the dealer, motorcycle dealer.
他说我买了一辆烂摩托车，你可不可以告诉我怎么样子让它可以再发动，我可以用它。
He says, I bought this old junky motorcycle. Can you tell me how to make it run again?
那个人就告诉他说，你上去把那个什么 model 名字上面的号码抄下来给我。
So the dealer says, please tell me the model name of this motorcycle.
所以他抄了以后，他就告诉那个人。
So he told the dealer the motorcycle model.
那个人说：“你等一下，我帮你去查。”
And he says, "Okay, wait a minute, let me go check my records."
然后他去查了以后，很久没回来。
And for a long time, he didn't come back.
他正准备挂电话的时候
，As he was about to hang up the phone,
那突然换了一个人回来接他的电话。
Another person came to answer the phone.
他说：“先生，对不起，耽误你这么长时间。”
Sorry to keep you holding for so long.
他说：“你可不可以再回去一次？”
Can you go back to your motorcycle one more time?
你把那个摩托车的椅子拉起来。
Lift up the motorcycle seat.
你可不可以看看底下有没有刻什么字
？To see if any engraving on it.
所以他又回去了，把摩托车椅子给拉起来。
So he went back and lift up the seat.
结果底下写的刻了一行字，是猫王的名字在上面。
And it has the name of Elvis Presley, the King of Rock.
你知道美国有个猫王
？Engraving on it.
为什么请猫王不请狗王啊？
King of Rock.
King of Rock. Anyway, 回来以后他告诉那个人。
And then he came back and told the dealer what he saw.
然后他就告诉他。
And then so he told the dealer.
他说、
The dealer told him.
他说我们公司的老板授权给我。
I was authorized by the man, the owner of my company.
我$300,000给你买这个摩托车。
We will pay you $300,000 to buy this motorcycle.
啊，他一听他整个吓住了，$35买的。
He said he was speechless. He paid $35 for this.
然后现在变得涨了10,000倍，几乎10,000倍变成$300,000。
And the price went up, 10,000 times.
他说等一下，等一下。他说我，你让我想一想。他把电话挂断。
He says, give me some time. I need to think about it.
然后过两天，一个电视节目主持人 Leo 还是什么打电话说我们出50万。
And 2 days later, a show person from TV company called and said, we'll pay you $500,000.
弟兄姊妹啊，一团破铁，破铜烂铁。
It appeared to be a piece of junk.
上面写个猫王。
Just because of It has engraving the Elvis Presley.
整个价值从35块变成$300,000、$500,000。
The value has gone up from $35 to $500.
什么时候我们把自己放在祭坛上面
？Whenever we place ourselves on the altar.
我们身上刻的不是猫王、狗王，是万王之王。
And the engraving on us is not King of Rock, but King of Kings.
这个人是属我的。
It says, this person belongs to me.
整个价值就不一样了。
And the value will be different.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们的恩赐放在祭坛上面。
If we offer our gifts
我们的钱财，我们的时间，我们的力量。
And our energy, our time, our money.
它的价值都在于谁来拥有它。
The value is up to who will use them.
我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
We all have our masters.
不是神。
Whether it be God.
就是马门，就是撒旦。
Or money or Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意做谁的仆人呢？
Whom do we want to serve?
我们愿意把自己献给谁呢？
Whom do we want to offer ourselves?
真信心叫我们为着爱他的缘故，把自己一切所事所有奉献给他。
True faith will lead us into consecrating ourselves to God because we love him.
巴不得信心调和在我们这一切的敬虔里面。
Let's combine faith.With all godliness.
读经来到这位说话的神面前。
When we read the scripture, come before God who speaks to us.
祷告叫我们在圣灵中与这位听祷告的神相会。
When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we meet this God.
我们聚会，我们来到神圣的同在中。
When we in the meeting, we come before His holy presence.
我们侍奉，我们这一切是坐在主的身上。
When we serve, we do everything for the Lord.
而我们的奉献。完全为着耶稣。
When we offer whatever we offer, be holy for God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在敬虔上要操练自己，因为有今生和来世的应许。
Let's train ourselves to be godly because it holds promises both for the present life and eternal.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And this is a trustworthy saying that deserves all our attention.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。